Late last month, Wisconsin joined at least 40 other states in allowing high school athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness, known as NIL. But the new rules have a number of restrictions for schools and athletes. To walk us through those restrictions and to see how this change will affect high school athletics in Wisconsin, we have Stephanie Grady, CEO of Influential Athlete. It's a Milwaukee NIL education company that teaches skill sets to help athletes succeed with NIL opportunities. Stephanie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Eric Plitzowite is here, assistant principal and the athletic director at Waukesha North High School and president of the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. Eric, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
Eric, starting with you, what is your understanding of the rules and guidelines for how high school NIL operates?
Well, obviously, this is fairly new to us now. And, with the WIA and with the work that they've done to try to get our membership to understand the rules, I think this will continue to be a work in progress. This allows for student athletes to be paid. At the same time, we have to make sure as athletic directors in our schools that we are giving them the resources and we're giving them the kind of the guidance so that they don't put themselves and their teammates in jeopardy.
Stephanie, what is your role? What do you do at Influential Athlete?
So we do a couple of different things. We serve athletes directly, working with them privately, helping them learn the personal and professional skill sets needed in order to be successful in the NIL landscape, if they want to be, because they need to be more than just a great athlete. They need to be marketable to a business. Businesses and brands need to see them as a potential asset when it comes to their marketing and promotion of their products and services. And so there's additional skill sets athletes need to develop at 17, 18, 19 years old in order to really be that whole package and for businesses to see them as somebody that they would like to partner with. We also work directly with institutions. So we are the exclusive NIL education partner of the WIAA. We've been working with them over the last 7 months, helping to educate the 514 member schools across the state when it comes to the language that was proposed and voted on April 25th. So we spent a lot of time educating athletic directors, superintendents, presidents, and principals at all the schools across the state as to what the language actually means, what their responsibilities would be as administrators, what the student athletes and parents' responsibilities would be, and what the potential repercussions would be if the vote failed again. So now that it's passed, we've started contracting with a variety of individual schools as well as entire athletic conferences across the state of Wisconsin, supporting the administration when it comes to navigating this new landscape and helping them educate their student athletes and families when it comes to these new rules so that they can start taking advantage of the opportunity NIL offers to them, but they can do so safely, compliantly, and successfully.
How much appetite is there for your consulting in this moment?
A great deal. So NIL, although it's relatively new, it's only been around for 3.5 years, it's only gaining more and more steam. This year, the NIL marketplace is expected to balloon to nearly $2.5 billion, and we're only in year three, almost four. And that's the amount of money expected to be paid out to student athletes across the country, high school and college. And so what we really believe is NIL is more than just making money as a college or a high school athlete. What NIL has done is it gives these elite athletes a way that they can start to bridge the gap between their success as an athlete and their success in their next chapter whenever their athletic career comes to an end. It allows them to start getting experience and exposure to the professional world, something that most elite athletes don't have the advantage of doing. They're not getting college internships. They're not getting jobs because of how much time they have to dedicate to their sport. And so NIL is allowing them to start to kind of break into that professional realm a lot sooner So whenever their playing days come to an end, they're able to continue being a superstar in whatever that chapter is next. So there's a big appetite for it for sure, because I think that both athletes and parents understand that NIL offers athletes so much more than just making money with their name, image, and likeness.
Eric, as Stephanie laid it out there, WIAA membership rejected NIL rules in previous votes. Why do you think it passed this time around?
Well, I think there was a concerted effort on behalf of the WIAA, you know, obviously in partnership with Stephanie and her program to get the information to our membership. There was numerous times where Stephanie would be on Zoom calls with different districts in the state. And, you know, just them working with the WIAA to try to get our membership to understand the rules as they would pertain to our students in all parts of the state, I think was crucial this time around.
So, Eric, you know, you've been an athletic director in Wisconsin for over 15 years. How do you feel about this going into place?
You know, it's we see it across the state. Serving as president of the state association currently, talking with other states, I know it's something that goes on. And, you know, if I take my personal side apart from the bigger picture here, I understand it's something that's coming our way. And I see that. So it's really our job is to try to educate our people, our student athletes, our parents, the best that we can. To make sure that if there is an opportunity for them to capitalize on NIL, that they have the right resources and guide to do that. So, you know, it was just a matter of time, I think, in Wisconsin. And here we are, our membership voted and overwhelmingly supported it.
We're talking about NIL rules for Wisconsin high school athletes, and we have Waukesha North High School Athletic Director Eric Plitzo-White with us and Influential Athletes CEO Stephanie Grady. Stephanie, can you lay out for us what is the difference between a high school NIL contract deal and a college NIL deal?
You know, when it comes to the college level, I'll start there. There's nothing that's been federally mandated as of today across the board. So the NCAA has kind of put some interim rules in place that are more or less minimums for how athletes should conduct themselves and conduct their NIL deals moving forward. That could change, and I'll preface it with that, because there's a lot of lawsuits that are currently in the works and they're expected to be judged upon, and it could vastly change the landscape of NIL as we know it at the college level. But I'll explain to you what exists right now in terms of the NCAA's rules. As it stands right now, there are certain activities that athletes cannot promote in specific industries. And this is the same for the WIAA's rules. Things like alcohol, cannabis, pharmaceuticals, weapons, things that most student athletes' parents probably wouldn't want them promoting in the first place. But these are protections that are put in place so that athletes aren't collaborating with industries that could have an effect on their reputation and not in the best of ways. Other rules that exist for the NCAA are you have to disclose your NIL deals above a certain monetary value to your university. This is vastly different than how things are written at the Wisconsin level for the WIAA. Student athletes in Wisconsin do not have to disclose their NIL deals to their schools. And there's a really big distinction between what the athletes are doing with their NIL activities and the schools themselves. And the WIAA wants that. They want a pure separation between the two. School employees also can't facilitate and manage high school athlete deals. And so they want that big separation between the two. At the college level, it's not the same. The other biggest difference that I'll make mention of between high school and college is that for high schoolers in Wisconsin, you cannot hire an agent or any other representation to represent you in NIL deals, regardless of whether or not they're taking a commission off that deal. At the college level, that's very different. a lot of your most successful athletes with NIL will contract with an agent who will find them deals, negotiate the contracts, and take commissions because of it. So there's parameters put in place by the WIAA to help ensure that kind of the chaos that some people perceive is happening at the college level, things like the transfer portal, kids jumping from school to school, depending on how much money they're getting paid, doesn't happen at the high school level, because school employees and anyone that has any sort of vested interest in a school, including alumni, can't be part of NIL deals with student athletes at that particular school for high schoolers.
Eric, with the separation between NIL and the schools, what kind of enforcement mechanism, what kind of guardrails are in place for the WIAA to make sure athletes and schools are following these rules?
Well, I think that's a key point to all of this. I think that's something that we're going to still work on moving forward with the WIAA regarding. Rules are the rules, bottom line, and NIL is something that we have to make sure that we stay separate from a student athlete's high school athletic participation. So we have to look out for our entire program. We have to make sure that we are educating as best we can. In the last week, we've done another Zoom meeting with our athletic directors from across the state. We have another one planned next week just to try to get information out. As Stephanie's mentioned, she's working with schools as well to educate. And I think that's the bottom line for us. We have to be diligent to ensure that our rules are followed and hope that the student athletes and parents take care of those rules and you know, they understand it as best they can.
Stephanie, do you think this will be mostly limited to elite high school athletes, or could you see smaller deals in the mix where perhaps a high school quarterback gets $100 from a local restaurant or a car dealership for some social media posts?
That's exactly what the NIL landscape is. It is these smaller deals. And a lot of people have misconception when it comes to NIL because of what you see in the news or on ESPN or on SportsCenter, because news organizations cover the big deals, the 6-7-figure deals, the commercials, because those are attention grabbing, they're headline grabbing. And I understand that. But the vast majority of athletes who are being compensated with NIL deals, yeah, they are for a few $100 or even to begin with free or discounted products or services in exchange for promotion. And so when it comes to athletes being successful with NIL, you don't have to be the number one recruited quarterback across the country in order to be successful with NIL. It really comes down to how much ambition a particular student athlete may have. We work with D2 and D3 athletes as well who have many NIL deals because they're willing to put themselves out there. They're willing to pitch themselves. They've learned skills that have made them marketable to businesses because they have a level of influence. And I'm not just talking on social media, but they have a level of influence within the communities where they reside, where they live, where they go to school. And businesses see that as something that could be beneficial to them because they have people watching them. They have younger kids who are looking up to them. And that's a potential business's customer base that they're looking to tap into. So I think when it comes to the reality of the NIL landscape, your 6-7-figure deals with athletes, very few are making those. The bigger picture and what the vast majority is, are these smaller deals that kids are just stacking together. And yeah, they can make a pretty penny doing so.
Stephanie and Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Eric Plitzer-White is athletic director at Waukesha North High School, president of the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association, and Stephanie Grady is CEO of Influential Athlete. That's a Milwaukee NIL education firm.